We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got an update for you coming up in a little bit. But first, we've got a special guest in the studio, Mayor Kent Gwynn, mayor of Ocala, for some years now, and he's running for Congress. And we welcome you, Mr. Mayor. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
It's good to have you in here. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I think the last time I talked to you, we did some stuff in the Ocala studios, and you dropped by.
That's right.
Pleased to have you on again. I know you're a staunch conservative, and you've done a lot of good things in the city of Ocala. I guess, first off, let's start. Why do you want to be a congressman? Why do you want to have to constantly be going to D.C.? You're a man who's been around the block. You have to have some idea of what a mess it is, and yet you want to go there.
And that's why I want to go there. You know, because, you know, I'm so used to getting stuff done, you know, in Ocala, and mayors know how to do that. And, you know, just common sense solutions. You see a problem, you address it, find a solution, work with the folks, get stuff done. And, you know, that's just not being done in Washington. And, you know, I think probably everyone that's ever gone there probably thinks they can do that. But, you know, I really feel that I can. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Well, in today's atmosphere, I guess you could say, with this bitter partisanship, it doesn't matter. You could, you could invent free power, and you couldn't get half of Congress to even listen to you.
That's right. Yeah, very, very partisan. You know, you see this impeachment that's going on now. I don't think it could get any more partisan than that. So, but. You know, they're people just like me. They, have needs, and, you know, their constituents want certain things. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, bring some common sense solutions to Washington.
One of the reasons I think that Ted Yoho has been so successful, and one of the reasons why people love him and still support him, but he's stepping down because he made a promise. I know that you're making a similar promise. You're only going to serve
8 years.
Okay, 8 years, yeah. That's four terms. So you're going to limit yourself, just like the congressman has. But one of the other things, you know, he is not afraid to communicate with people. He's a straight shooter, and it doesn't seem like or feel like that he kowtows to any special interest groups. What's your impression? And I know you've known him for a while.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. When he first ran for office, you know, he and I met. But no, you know, I think he's a great guy. He's done a great job. You know, he's very transparent, you know, as am I. You know, one of the things that I've done beginning of my mayorship, before that, but especially as mayor, you know, I give everyone my cell phone. You know, if you call the information, ask for the office of the mayor, you get my cell phone because I want to be accessible to people. You know, people call that from time
to time. That's why it always pushes me into voicemail. Just kidding.
And, but people will call and they'll say, I thought I was going to get your secretary. I said, no, this is my cell phone. You know, how can I help you? Is this the mayor? And they go, yeah.
See, yeah. People love that. Yeah. That's good.
And so anyway, so no, I want to be accessible to everybody. And, and that's the way you should be. You're a public servant. You know, you're supposed to be accessible.
We see the battle lines drawn in another area along partisan lines. About the Second Amendment, and again, Congressman Yoho called in recently, and he said, you know, which part about shall not be infringed do people not understand? What is your take on the Second Amendment and our rights here in the United States?
Yeah, you know, Representative Hill's got a bill, I think, in the Florida legislature about, you know, red flag laws and trying to get rid of some of those. And I think you said it best earlier, Bob. You talked about, you know, little by little by little, when you start letting those things happen, all of a sudden you wake up and you went, wait a minute, you know, we've taken away our Second Amendment rights. You know, in my job as a mayor, I had the police department, and one of the things people forget bad guys don't follow laws. You know, we see, I get this report every morning, this watch report, and tells me about the activity that happened the night before. People leave their cars unlocked in their driveway. Bad guys break in people's homes and steal their guns. Bad guys break in pawn shops and steal guns. If they want a gun, they just say, hey, I want a gun. I want to get one. And they get them on the street. So there is no law that government's going to make that's going to stop a bad guy.
Right,
because
they're
follow
already,
laws from getting a gun.
That's what makes him an outlaw.
There you go.
Yeah. I totally agree with that line of thinking. If you're going to have a free and open society, that's a side effect of it, is you're going to have some issues with some people. That's a side effect of freedom. Not everybody's going to understand it and appreciate it fully. You have laws in place, but the bad guys don't follow the laws. That's part of the problem. Instead, you use bureaucrats and other things and pile laws on, and the only thing it hurts is the law-abiding citizen or law-abiding business owner, which tell me about yourself as a business owner.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I told you earlier that, you know, I get a few $100 a month, you know, to be the mayor, and it was even less than that when I was councilman for 12 years. So obviously you have to have a day job. So I've been in the insurance and investment business for the past, you know, 37, 38 years, and have been doing that, you know, Cala, Gainesville, you know, around the state. I have a business associate in Chicago, and she's kind of my back office. And, you know, I stay really busy, you know, being the mayor. So, you know, she's kind of my support, and we do things, you know, online and over the phone and, you know, a variety of different ways. But obviously, you know, politics isn't a full-time job. I love doing it. I love serving the people, you know, so sometimes I do spend a lot of time doing it, but, you know, there needs to be taken care of in the community, and I think that's my job to do that. So
how can you relate that to serving in Congress in terms of the kind of challenges that a small business owner goes through on a regular basis?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you probably are going to see, and you do see, you know, regulations that are up there that impact businesses. I mean, the president's done a great job of getting rid of many of them. You know, in local community, you know, I see business owners frequently that will tell me, hey, mayor, you know, I'm trying to get this done, and you're this department, that department, you know, saying I can't do it because fill in the blank, whatever regulation that is, you know. And so we end up, you know, changing regulations, you know, trying to fit whatever it is that they're doing into the regulations, you know, that we have. I mean, our job should be, you know, how can we help you? You know, one of the things that we talk about at the police department, a rule we have is look for ways to say yes. Okay. You know, when somebody comes to me and say, hey, mayor, I'm trying to start a business and I want it to be this and I want it to be that, and I want to have my building set up like this. I mean, the first response from government, and I'm not saying this is Ocala, but just government in general, shouldn't be, no, you can't do that. Our regulations say you can't do that. Once you try to fit what the business owner, individual is trying to do in your regulation, just figure out how you make that happen.
So let me get this straight. You're saying that government, if it's done right, actually understands their role as being public servants.
Servants.
That's crazy. Wow.
What if you could make some suggestions like that in another town north of Ocala?
Yeah.
Where there's a big college.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We are talking to the mayor of Ocala, Kent Gwynn, and he is running for Congress. His website is Kent Gwynn for Florida.
Correct.
KentGwynnForFlorida.com. But we're not done yet. Jobs, taxes, border security, and DACA. We're going to ask him about all those things next on 97.3 The Sky. Go on this happy hump day, Trump day, but we're talking to Mayor Kent Gwynn. He's running for Congress, District 3, Ted Yoho's seat, and he's with us in the studio. And so, Barrett, let me ask you this. People want services. So, you know, in a community like Ocala, how do you balance good services, paying individuals well, like police and fire and other governmental folks, but then also trying to balance that with the taxpayers' desire to keep taxes low. How do you juggle that?
Well, you know, one of the things we did in Marion County, we had a one-cent sales tax. It's going to sunset here at the end of 20. And so we're talking about doing that again. You know, for us, for the police department, it bought a lot of police cars. It bought a lot of, technology, that we use. With the police department, paved a lot of roads, did a lot of things for schools. So we didn't have to raise ad valorem taxes. So I would say that would be one way that you could do that. You know, it's painless, so to speak.
Or spreads it out, at least.
It spreads it out, that you don't have a $3,000 tax bill in the mail, at the end of the year.
Or higher in Alachua County. But anyway.
So that would be, I would say, the answer to your question.
All right, so on the federal level, what would you do? What's your philosophy? Well, let me ask you this. Would you be a supporter of the fair tax, and are you familiar with it?
I'm not really that familiar with it, but I'm obviously, in favor of having people keep more of the money that they earn. I see it every day. Businesses just exploding from the tax cuts, that President Trump did. Putting more money back in their business, hiring more people. When I took office back in, 2010, 11, at the height of the recession, our unemployment rate in Ocala, I think, was like 14+.
Yeah, higher even. Yeah, guys had it tough.
And so now it's 3.2. I'll tell you a story. I won't tell you who it is, but there was a certain business in Ocala that they were going to do a project, and it was the day after the election. This individual told their spouse and said, if he doesn't win, this project we're going to do doesn't make financial sense. And at about 7:30 the next morning after the election, they said, get the tractors out, let's roll. And it was it's a huge, huge project. So, and there's story after story after story like that, of businesses that are succeeding because they've got more money in their pocket. So anything we could do to put more money in folks' pocket, reduce taxes, reduce burdens on them, I'm for that.
I'm assuming that you follow the President Trump's border security, building a wall, those types of things. You're on board?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you here's my curveball question.
Sure.
Then. DACA, what do we do with the so-called DACA folks? Not their fault, came here as children, law-abiding citizens. Well, not citizens. What do we make them citizens? Do we fast track? How do we deal with the so-called DACA folks?
Well, I'll tell you a real-life story. I had an 11-year-old little boy came in City Hall, and I had been at this young man's school speaking. So, a lot of people think that the mayor has a magic wand in their desk, that they can just wave it and all these things just happen. I don't. And but he wanted the mayor to see if I could stop him from being deported back to his country in Guatemala. His dad, his mother, and his one-year-old little brother were going to be deported back to Guatemala. So I called my friends down at ICE, and they said, Mayor, we're familiar with that situation. We've been working with them for over a year, and unless they can, show cause why they shouldn't go back, there's really nothing, that we can do. Now, this guy worked. His wife stayed home with their little one-year-old, doing all the right things. I know where he worked, called his employer, and they said, yeah, but it's just, he's a great guy, but, we want to do what the law says to do, and if he needs to go back, he needs to go back. And he reported down to the ICE office in Orlando, and they made sure he got on a plane and off to Guatemala. That's
wow.
One real life situation that I was involved in. How you solve millions of them, that's another story.
Maybe expansion of work visa type programs, and I know Congressman Yoho is trying to spearhead that, so
right.
Maybe you could continue that work.
Absolutely.
And I know we don't have a lot of time. I don't mean to cut you off. Lawsuit, ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center coming after you. What's the nature of that?
Yeah, that was we were arresting people for public lodging and such. So, you know, we don't want our city to, you know, become a Los Angeles or San Francisco. So we had been doing that very aggressively, cleaning up the vagrant camps. I'm not going to call them homeless camps because there's a difference between vagrants and homeless. I mean, you know, truly people that are trying to get their lives back together, we help. I've got one program in Ocala called Open Arms Village where I have 84% success rate. It's for men, and they've come to a point in their life that they said, hey, look, don't want to live like this anymore. I need help. And when they leave there, they have thousands of dollars in the bank, a job, and a place to live. That works. It's accountability.
Would you try to maybe expand on that at the federal level should you become congressman?
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor Rick Baker from St. Pete was on Sean Hannity's show not long ago and talked about a program where the president's trying to create a department of the cities to partner business with the homeless community to give them jobs and just try to redo their life and get them on track.
Love that. Proactive approach, making a difference. Mayor Kent Gwynn, thank you this morning for coming on the show. KentGwynnForFlorida.com if you want to find out more information. This is a big race. This is Congressional District 3. This is Ted Yoho, Congressman Yoho's seat right now, and he's stepping down. So, Mayor, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.